Okay, we're on.
We're on.
Yeah. You're good to go.
Okay, we'll call a meeting to order. Would the Madam Secretary read the roll?
Is it Chuck Berry?
Here.
Richard Sotos is going to be late. Amel Hebo here. Eric Farner.
Here.
Raymond Fraze.
Here.
Peter Von Gulak, I think we need to take him off. And Dan Callahan, so he's going to try and make it, but he's sick.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
And we have Airport Public Works Director.
Present.
And do we have an airport manager?
Not currently, but he should be on the way.
And council liaison?
She is here.
Call to the public. Is there anybody that wants to say anything from the public? Okay. We have no minutes. And we have no airport manager yet. So.
Mike's having some issues at the wastewater plant, so.
Andy, you're going to give your report?
Yes. Chuck, I will attempt to give a report.
Okay.
It's good to have you back, by the way.
Huh?
It's good to have you back. You look good.
Thank you.
And you brought your wife, so it's all good news for us. I don't really have much to report. I don't have a lot of good news to report. I guess Chuck wasn't here, so, and I don't know if everyone knows, but the FAA has, at this point, has decided to drop us into perpetuity for funding for projects at our airport. So we are still a listed airport, but we don't qualify for any sort of grant funding, nor do we have to pay anything back at this point. But they've told us that they don't see how they can work out our situation with the through-the-fence agreements. So they don't see any end to it or any hope to resolution.
What was the issue?
They have allowed us for all these years to have these through-the-fence arrangements, and we've had them. We, in fact, spent 2 years working with one of their representatives to have everything written the way it would make them happy. We took the private property owners on the airport through a dog and pony show to get every piece of paper signed and notarized and rewritten. We spent years of our money with legal, and so some of the people who live there spent money with legal. But they've just decided that we're on a list. They refer to it as a naughty board. In Washington, D.C., we're on the board. We're one of two or three airports in the United States who will not be receiving funding.
But if we did everything that was...
It was good then, it's not good today.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where we're at. In fact, I can't even... They've yet to notify me. They've only notified the consultant. And we've been trying to get a meeting with them for a month, and they seem to be too busy since we're not a grant-funded airport to even talk to us. So, that's where we are today.
Okay, under old business, follow-up of the meeting of the city manager, Mayor Richard, and Andy regarding possible grants. Is there anything that needs to come out?
Yes, we did. In fact, I discussed with Andy about this grant, and I'm on board for helping writing it. It's a really neat project. It's for economic development. There's a big shortage of mechanics and inspectors, aviation inspectors, to inspect mechanics work here. Bisbee Douglas Airport, their hangar, all their hangars and all their tenants got evicted because they fell below the insurance minimums for fire. So everybody had to get out because so people had to move out. And there's a total of 12 people, maintenance guys, and two inspectors of the 12, have no place to work, no place to house aircraft. This grants for economic development, for displaced workers, and for infrastructure under public works. The cap is $3 million, and that could tie into our water project that we discussed, because we're going to need, with that grant, we're going to promote, we're going to have a small salary, but it's going to be a good salary for inspectors and AMP mechanics to be housed at Bisbee Municipal Airport. At the same time, we can improve the infrastructure by putting a new water line and tying into the water line, existing water line. And by putting water in there, we're going to have office space and water and hangars and fire suppression and everything that needs to upgrade the whole airport and luring people into Bisbee since it's a big destination now. Timing couldn't be any better.
Yeah, I agree. And Richard, you were at the meeting. The city manager was behind you 100% on this and offered you whatever assistance he could. But the city manager and the mayor and Richard were all speaking the same language at the same time. Doesn't always happen in government, but it did on this day. It was good news, I want you to know. So he has total support of the city to move forward. And I believe it's such a big grant that if you went to the city manager and even talked to him about getting Melanie Green involved with this, that he would support you on that level.
Excellent, because I'll need her support.
Yeah.
I'm very limited on time, so I'm going to have to make time so we can get this out of the way.
Yeah.
I'd like to put a timeline and get this thing going as fast as possible.
What are you thinking?
3 months, max.
Right. So tomorrow, Richard, let's talk to each other and get the city manager in on this conversation.
Okay, excellent. I've been working on this grant already, doing all the footwork, all the research and all that stuff, and crunching numbers.
But you had all of his support.
Okay, excellent.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And if you have all that research, Melanie can help you put it all together in the format and so on, and that's where her help comes.
Exactly. And
she needs that in order to do it.
Okay, well, I'm glad you have my support because I opened up a private company, a 501c3 company, and that's going to fund the 10% or whatever required to bridge the federal matching. And so what that means, I could write it in the grant and say, this money's for the airport project, to get the water, to get the infrastructure, and so forth. And, it's part of the grand scheme of things of making airports better and infrastructure and so forth. So the timing couldn't be any better. And I'll go ahead and get with you as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Any questions or comments on this thing? Anything?
I guess the thing that I'm wondering is with this good news combined with the bad news about the FAA not wanting to play ball, does that give us some leverage, do you think, to again go back to the FAA and have them reconsider? Because if they're not going to be doing their funding for maintenance of the runways and the taxiways, how far would this grant go for doing all the other infrastructure? That's my big concern.
Well, that's hard to discuss because the through the fence agreement and FAA sees this as some kind of rebel or something like that. But by showing we're doing our part and rebuilding it, maybe we can put some of that money for improvement, but it's for infrastructure, economic development, displaced workers, public works. It's all right there, so that could probably fall under the public works section if we needed some asphalt, tarmacs, or extra section for tie-downs for extra aircraft, because news gets out and we build this airport, they'll come, right? And Bisbee's no longer a nice place to drop by. It's a destination now. So this is really good news.
And the other piece is, because I work pretty closely with the A&Ps down at Cochise College, Mr. Armenta and Dudley, who's one of the inspectors,
right.
I talked to them a little bit about what's been the last meeting, and their ears have definitely perked up. They're interested to see what's going to happen with that, to have a place to work and a hangar to do it and all of that. And I know that there's been discussions with the the director of aviation programs at the college, that there's the Young Eagles program, which was hosted at the Douglas Municipal Airport and then at Sierra Vista, and the college doesn't want to have their aircraft being operated out of Douglas because of the condition of the runways and all that. And so that may mean there's more of a draw to Bisbee if we can maintain the runway and the taxiway and have those facilities in place, because I don't think that Douglas Municipal is going to be able to compete with us much longer.
Yeah, I agree with that, and so this would be a nice catapult to get us to the next level. And what we're going to need is letters of recommendations, letters of support. We're going to need it from Armenta, the college, IAs, Dudley, mechanics, and so forth. We get these letters of support, and we could put in that grant program showing that we have displaced workers, they need a place to work, and they have no place to put it.
Richard, what's the county's plan with their airport?
It's all in the air right now. They have no idea. They talk about destruction of the hangars, and then they're waiting for some Northrop to come in and pay for everything. But Northrop right now is not a, you know, they're a multi-million dollar company. They're just doing things on a shoestring, and they're waiting for the big contract to come. Until then,
yeah,
it's going to just sit as is.
So, Richard, I mean, we're sitting in the county's building right here, but let me ask you a question. And this isn't a work
is
session.
Is the film rolling? Well, since I'm an employee. No, go ahead.
Yeah, but they don't. They won't put cameras in here. Oh, okay. So I want you to know there's no cameras. Is there a conversation to be had with the county regarding their airport and what we, I mean, and the lack of it and the money that they spend on it? Is that, I mean, we're combining all kinds of services with the county right now. Is it reasonable for me to go to the city manager and have a conversation or begin the conversation about possibly them closing their airport and us receiving money from them or receiving their money or?
Oh, I see that they're not going to close it. The airport layout plan and master plans for the next 10 years, they already have a grant in place right now for revamping all the lights and pappies and some other improvements to the airport. And eventually, what they wanted to do, this is what I see the FAA, that master plan wants to make it a municipal airport and start shutting down Douglas and Bisbee so everybody goes there. That's what I saw. That's what I heard.
That's what I see happening, because they've made the comment that there's too much asphalt on the ground in the county. FAA and State Aeronautics made that comment. And then State Aeronautics, ADOT Aeronautics, all their funding has basically been pulled. And what the FAA has allowed Phoenix to do is the Phoenix Airport, the reason there was no funding for grants this last two years, because Phoenix spent all the money without asking. And FAA allowed them to because of the size of that airport. Now that they've opened an airport in an office in Phoenix, they're treating that Phoenix airport as that it was the only living, breathing airport in the state when it comes to money. And they're pulling money out of the pot so fast there's no money left, and no one is stopping them at the state level. They're spending it before they even ask for it, and the FAA is allowing it to happen. And they're talking about that. I'm repeating this publicly, but that's the stuff I've been told independently by our consultant and people at FAA. So it's pretty shameless the way they're acting right now, and in my opinion, towards the whole state. But as long as the Phoenix Airport gets what it wants, they're not giving money to any of us.
I see that Mesa's getting a lot. Yep. Falcon Field, yep. All the surrounding.
Yep.
Everything in Phoenix and Metro,
yeah,
Phoenix.
The state of Maricopa is taking every dime from all of us, and on every level, by the way. Now, there is some soft talk and pandering that, oh, we need to get to the counties and the rural cities. They're sending people out, but they're sending them out with empty checkbooks and empty pockets. They're all giving us a big song and dance about, hey, the governor told us to come out, and you need to apply for a grant. And my response is, what, that I won't get? Or that, because there's no money in the pot. So while he's trying to reach out to the hinterlands, Phoenix is still, this is another example of the FAA just totally giving in to that market. And, well, the state's demanding it from them. That's the problem. The requests aren't being made by the FAA in D.C. They're being made on a local level. And their voices just happen to be bigger than ours at this point. But I'm glad to hear you say that, because that's what they've been hinting to that. And even to the point where ADOT Aeronautics suggested to me that they would help me get out of all of our grants. The guy who made this comment's no longer at ADOT. I will help you get out of all of your grants, ADOT grants and the FAA grants, if you'll take a sheep's claw to your runway and just close it. So That is the talk that's coming down from the FAA that's filtering down to us. I mean, I can't even make that stuff up. But you're right, Richard. That is what I, that is how I see it happening.
And they're moving forward with this.
Yes, they are.
They tore this tarmac, 10 inches concrete, 75 foot wide. They're tearing it down, and they're going to make it 24 feet wide, 4 inches of asphalt. And they got this $1 million grant to do that. They just destroyed this whole thing. So now the big Gulfstream aircraft and it's a port of entry, you know, Bisbee Douglas International. Gulfstream aircraft, they have, gosh, C-130s, a lot of military traffic. It was very misrepresented before I got there. It was not represented well. They didn't have the numbers. And people thought, well, that's an old abandoned runway. Why don't we just tear it up, you know, like everybody else? And so our grant writer decided to get this grant, even though it was not helpful. Now we've got a tinier, you know, we can't use it with the heavy aircraft or with the fire bombers or anything large. It creates a chokehold. We can't use Alpha 3 and Alpha 4 taxiways. You have to taxiway to Alpha 2. Two jets can't converge on the same taxiway, and they can't put it in reverse either. And it's too skinny, and it's causing a lot of problems. Now they've got the drone projects down there, Cochise College, a lot of people going around, jets going around. I mean, it's creating a big hassle because even though they paid a lot of money for these consultants, they tore this perfectly good tarmac where aircraft could taxi to 17, the south departure, where the prevailing winds are from. They tore it up and say, "Ah, well, everybody has to just use this." Like, money's under the table. Things got bought. It got passed. Wham! And that was it. And now we got a crippled airport.
We're really getting off subject.
Pardon?
We're really getting off subject.
Oh, so we'll get back.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. This grant will help. It shows that we're being, and we're looking forward, and we have vision to move forward and make Bisbee a destination. And any other comments?
Do we need, before we can talk about what we may want to do to improve it, do we need to wait until we see if we get the money before we can talk about that?
Well, the grant will be, part of the grant will be, we'll have to describe what we're going to do with the money in the grant. They won't just give us $3 million and say, have fun. So they'll want to know line item by line item what's going to happen in that grant. That's why it's so important that Richard be involved in that grant. But I think the commission will have to be involved too. Because he can't move forward on the grant unless he knows where he's going to spend
money. Right. So is that something we can talk about now or not?
Follow up meeting with the city manager regarding, probably not. We probably need to have another meeting for it. Because we didn't put in here anything about, well, we have discussion following up the meeting with city managers on any rate. Probably not. We don't have the grant. We're going to have to wait and sit down, and because there's things that we all need to talk about on that grant. We need fuel farms. There's all kinds of stuff that have to put in that grant. So,
looking at the grant, there's quite a few line items there.
Why don't you go down? If you discuss the grant and you discuss the line items, then we have an opening to talk about it.
Okay. They have quite a few line items for personnel, fringe benefits, travel, equipment, supplies, contractual, construction, and fees for professional fees, and you can fit them all in.
So on construction, it's whatever we think we can put into that grant, like so the fuel farm or the Pappy lights, or Marilyn, what are you thinking?
Well, we of course need fire suppression, but we need bathrooms down there. You probably need to update the building, the office, lounge, all that.
So Richard, is all that part of that grant?
Yes, it is.
Good. Okay. So it sounds like what we need to do is Richard will call me tomorrow. We will get another meeting with the city manager, and we'll call a special meeting of this commission at some point to go through what we all want to put on that grant. If we hire an outside person for the grant, if we hire Melanie, she'll have a meeting with us. She'll bring her flip charts, and she'll work just like a consultant to find out what we want in that grant. $3 million is a big grant. Mm-hmm. So she'll, it'll, but, so, okay. I got you. I hear you.
Yeah, I envision us getting water, or water improvements, since we're having problems with the Naca Water Company. That and sewage, once we have that, then we have a new storefront, and we could start, whoever wants to come in, put in hangers and so forth. Also, this hangar, I would like to, you know, put some money for this hangar, for this grant, for an AMP and an IA to be based out here. And it's not a large significant amount of money, but it's a nice cushion, it's a nice incentive. Mm-hmm. So between that, water, hangers, either we could acquire the big hangar that's across the way, Krepel's hangar, acquire that in the grant, and any other property we can acquire or have something built, it can be big. And we might as well take advantage and show we're proactive in making, keeping this airport and making it thrive.
Okay. I'd like to see that as well, you know, as part of the grant, because I know there's a demand for it. Armenta has usually got 3 or 4 aircraft at a time being worked on, getting their 100 hours and annuals, and they're at that big Quonset Hut hangar at Douglas Muni, and it is not an appropriate place for them to be working, because it's like it's got a dirt floor, and it isn't, you know, up to date like they really need to have. You know, it's very much a step down from where they get kicked out of, you know, BDI. So they're interested, and that should be, you know, a priority, I agree.
How big are the planes?
You know, just the average 172s, 182s. Yeah. A couple of Barons have gone through, I guess. That kind of stuff is what they're working on. Mm-hmm.
So what do you suggest next?
That you and I talk tomorrow, we get an appointment with the city manager and start moving this forward. If you want to do this in 90 days, we got to start running.
Might as well. Better.
Okay, Richard, I hear you. So tomorrow you'll call me and we'll get or email me, or whichever one of us gets to the computer first, and then we'll get an appointment with the city manager to ask for assistance with this grant.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, and then we'll just start the whole process. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll bet you that Richard gets to you first before you get to him, because you'll forget.
Oh, I thought you meant, oh, Richard, not Robert. Yeah, probably it will. That's why I had my backup. It was him. But actually, we've been meeting on the street in the mornings on the road end, so.
Oh, okay.
We stop and park, and then it ends up being okay, 3 or 4 people later, Richard gets to talk to me.
Anything else on this topic?
Well, there could be, but we're not allowed to talk about it, apparently.
There's no new business.
No.
Comments by commission members.
I have a question about the county, about Cochise County. All these airports are located within the county, and I'm not real familiar with how they're managed. Okay, I understand that Bisbee is a municipal airport, and that's all managed by the city. But what about Bisbee Douglas? Is that managed by the city of Douglas, or is that managed by the county? Okay, so how does a county, you know, work into all of this FAA wanting to get rid of blacktop and excess blacktop? It's what they're runways. I mean, does the county have any say? Do they have a voice in this, or do they coordinate at all?
I don't know. That's kind of why I asked Richard if we could start the conversation, if he thought it was appropriate to start a conversation with them to find out. And because I really think that the city manager should be sitting down with the county administrator at this point, and we both have this problem. And the problem is we have something we can't quite afford, and we're trying to figure out how to get out of it. And like Richard said, they got a small grant to wreck havoc at the county airport.
Right.
And we're looking for a big grant to straighten this up, because we're having some issues with the FAA. But if we all came at this as one unit or one body, it would be easier. Douglas isn't going to be able to pull this off, I don't think. I don't see how they can build a runway. I've met with their consultants. It's a train wreck. The very notion that people got thrown out of the county buildings is huge at the airport, because the insurance won't cover it. That's a big deal, I have to tell you.
I'm sorry, but we are really getting off topic. You can make comments, but we can't have a discussion.
Oh, okay.
But
sorry. Anyway,
actually, I'm not sorry. I'm doing my job.
No, you are. It's okay.
So I don't know.
Okay.
But it's time to start the conversation.
Okay. County has their own airport administrator, that's me, you know, airport operations. I report to my director, and he goes to the Board of Supervisors. And they have an airport layout plan, an airport commission that voted on all this improvement. And the grant writer wrote for the grant and got accepted. These grants are living documents, or these airport layout plans, living document. Before I got there, Mr. Representative, they didn't have the numbers to prove that it's a living and breathing great airport. Getting a lot of military, a lot of jets, record-breaking fuel sales, and that's where...
Well, that's what I thought the revenue on the county, I mean, it's revenue for the county. The county should be concerned.
I'm going to have to cut you off again.
Done. Any other comments?
Any other comments?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, they go over fences on the other side. Is that the issue for access? Is there a problem?
They won't quite say. They just don't like the agreement, and they said that we cannot over, as long as we have those, they're not going to fund us. And that's all they will say. They won't discuss it. They won't debate it. They just put their foot down and said, this is the way it's going to be. I know. They don't like through the fence agreements. They don't want to be funding anything that they don't want to fund an airport that has through the fence agreements. That's their logic. That's what they say.
That's simple.
That's simple. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy talk.
I was told that Aircraft Owners Pilot Association, they have a attack group or a watchdog group that will come down and listen and leverage on behalf of us to the FAA, so maybe we should look into that as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow, too.
AOPA.
That could be something that you might want to put on your agenda, along with if you have questions about the other airports in the county and how they're managed and so on. You can put that on your agenda, too. But make it broad enough so that you can get into, how are other airports being managed or supervised, whatever.
Okay, right now what's going on with the FAA, they decided to, if Benson needs help, they'll take our funding and give it to Benson.
Right.
And the following grant, it goes to Wilcox, and then Bisbee, right, and then Douglas, and so forth. So, I don't think...
But there was specifically a question about how the county was operated versus us. All I'm saying is if you want to do further discussion on that, put it on your agenda, but do it wide enough or, Don't be real specific. Do it, what's the word I want?
There's some things we have to put on here that Marilyn and I didn't recommend it to Marilyn, but we have to have discussion has to be
right.
The word after that. So discussion and possible approval.
Right.
So once we put that on there, it opens us up to talk about more.
Okay.
Marilyn and I didn't do it. I didn't think about it.
Any other comments? If there are none, the meeting is adjourned.
You want to use the gavel?
No. Go ahead. You'll make you feel better. Go ahead.
What Andy just said is exactly right. If you had said that you wanted to discuss the grant, all the aspects of the grant, or putting the word discussion, then you could have gone further, but it was very narrowly defined. And so that's the reason I had to keep cutting it off.
Okay. I like to talk a lot anyway.
Huh? Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we'll be
exactly.
We're being reminded of the open meeting.
That's part of my job.
Did we, did you adjourn the meeting?
Yes.
I should have.
How do you want?